Welcome to House of David Fellowship in Richmond, Virginia. I'm Lee Miller. This presentation is part one of a two, possibly three-part presentation dealing with the last week of the life of Yeshua, his ministry. This particular presentation here is focused on answering the question about when the Passover lamb is supposed to be sacrificed. And so, based on this slide here, we're kind of like entitling this presentation Between the Settings. You also might be familiar with the phrase Between the Evenings. I've used settings for a particular reason, you'll see as we go along. In Hebrew, Ben Ha Abarim. So we just need to take a look at passages that relate to the subject and see if we can come to a definitive understanding based on the context, what the passages say. Sometimes a passage may mention a phrase, but we really can't draw anything out that can help us lock down information. So we're going to look at all of them. All right, so let's get to our main question. When is the Passover lamb slain? Exodus 12:6 says, "And ye shall keep it up to the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it between the settings." When you see the initials LM, that means that I have retranslated this passage from Hebrew to some degree. I am mostly using the KJV, but there will be times when I will do an actual literal translation from the Hebrew or the Greek, and my initials will be there so that you'll know that I was involved in this particular reading. Here's the Hebrew phrase, and as I said, it's called Ben Ha'abarim. And so that tells us the question, when is between the settings? As you read Exodus 12:6, this doesn't tell you anything. It tells you keep it to the 14th day, and then the whole assembly will kill it between the settings, but it doesn't tell you when between the settings is, and that's our problem. So we're going to see if we can find that out. First, I want to talk about rising and settings that deal with the sun. Sunrise, the sun rises until it reaches noon. At noon, the sun is at the highest point. Just after that highest point, which we're calling noon, the sun begins the process of going down, or to use another word, begins the process of setting. Sunset, the sun has now passed the horizon and is in the house. What I mean by in the house, there's a Hebrew word that talks about in. And there's a place where, in a sense, the sun is stored in the same way that Psalm 19:4 talks about tabernacle or the track of the sun as it passes through the zodiac, multidimensional situation here. The sun is like in the house past where we can see it. And so that's why I have in-house there. Now, two things that are important about once you've reached sunset. The sun's not going down anymore. It is down. Second point, it's not setting anymore. So these are some points that we're going to start with. Now let's talk about the word for evening. It is called Erev. You see the Hebrew there. We're going to look at some passages that deal with this word and see what we can learn. There are many passages where Erev appears in the text. Some don't tell us much. Some could be translated or could be interpreted more than one way. I'm going to try to give you examples where the text is more clear, definitive, and we can take away something from it. In Jeremiah 6:4, it states, "Prepare ye war against her. Arise and let us go up at noon. Woe unto us, for the day goeth away." For the day goeth away. That means it hasn't gone yet. The day goeth away. For the shadows. Can't have shadows unless the sun is still above the horizon. The day is going away, for the shadows at Erev are stretched. That means that the further the sun goes down toward the horizon from noon, the longer the shadows get. But if the day hasn't gone away and you have shadows, even though they're long, you're still not at sunset. So for the day goes away, the shadows at Erev are stretched out. Next passage, Joshua 8:29. And the king of Ai, he hanged on a tree until Erev. And at the going down of the sun, what does that mean? That means the sun has not finished going down yet. Hanged on a tree until Erev. And at the going down of the sun, Joshua commanded they should take his carcass down the tree and cast it at the entering of the gate, the city, and raise thereon a great heap of stones that remaineth unto this day. What we take away is hanged on a tree until Erev, and then at the going down of the sun, Joshua commanded them to take him off the tree. Next. Same book, different chapter and verse, 10:26. And afterward, Joshua smote them, slew them, hanged them on five trees. And they were hanging upon the trees until Erev. Next verse. And it came to pass at the time of the going down of the sun that Joshua commanded, and they took them down. Now, isn't it interesting here? We have a couple of passages here that are actually referring to a Torah commandment. Let's go take a look at that Torah commandment in Deuteronomy 21. We'll start at verse 22. And if a man hath committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree, verse 23, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him. And here's the key, that day. So, if he committed a sin worthy of death, and you put him to death, and you hanged him on a tree, you have to bury him the same day. That's the commandment. Now let's go back and look at those passages again. The king of Ai hanged on a tree until Erev, and at the going down of the sun. So you can see Erev is not the end of the day. Next. Afterward, smote them, slew them, hanged them on five trees, and they were hanging upon the trees until the Erev. What does it say next? And it came to pass at the time of the going down of the sun. So you can see here that Joshua did exactly what that commandment stated to be done. They committed a sin worthy of death. He put them to death. He hanged them on a tree. But he had to bury them the same day. So they hung until Erev. And then, when the going down of the sun, perhaps it was beginning to go behind the horizon, we don't know. But you can tell that there was a separation here. Erev is not after sunset. He took them down, fulfilling the commandment. All right, let's go to Deuteronomy again, this time looking at another passage. But it shall be when Erev cometh on, which means it hasn't arrived yet, he shall wash himself with water. And when the sun is down, he shall come into the camp. Talking about two different time periods here. And Deuteronomy 16:6. But at the place which Yahweh that Elohim shall choose to place his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at Erev, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt. All right, what is this saying? Sacrifice the Passover at Erev, at the going down of the sun. So we're talking about the late afternoon, but the sun has not gone completely down yet. So it's before the sun is completely set. All right, let's look at our summary. In all of these examples, definitively speaking, we saw that the sun had not set at IREV. All right, let's go back to what we're after here, which is between the settings. Yes, between the evenings, between the IREVs, but I'm going to go with between the settings. First thing that we get from that is signifies two IREVs. Now this passage appears 11 times. What we want to know is which passages give us definitive understanding of when this is. Let's begin. Exodus 12:6. You shall keep it the 14th day of the same month. The whole congregation shall kill it between the settings. This tells us not a lot. Not definitive. Leviticus 23:5. In the 14th day of the first month between the settings is Yahweh's Passover. Once again, not a lot. Numbers 9:3. In the 14th day of this month between the settings, you shall keep it in its appointed season. Still not definitive. 9:5, they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month between the settings. Doesn't help us. And Numbers 9:11, the 14th day of the second month between the settings. So we have the first month, and here we have the mention of the second month where the lamb is slain on the 14th day. So it could be the first month, the second month. But once again, outside of that, not a lot that's definitive about when between the settings is. Let's continue. Exodus 16:12. I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel speak unto them, saying, between the settings you shall eat flesh. Once again, in and of itself, not definitive. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps between the settings, he shall burn incense upon it. Not definitive. However, we do have a historical reference outside of canon, Josephus, Antiquities 3.8.3, where he calls it the process of sunsetting. So that would point to, you could say, maybe the end, getting close to the end of the daylight portion of the day. Continuing, Numbers 28:3. Thou shalt say unto them, this is the offering made by fire, which you shall offer unto Yahweh, two lambs of the first year without spot each day for a continual burnt offering. Verse 4. The first lamb shalt thou offer in the morning, and the second lamb shalt thou offer between the settings. All right, now let's take a look at this. What are we getting out of this? There's going to be a continual burnt offering. No problem there. Two lambs, both of them the first year without spot. And these two lambs are the offering each day. So that means two lambs are done each day. The first lamb, and yes, this is Ichad, but there are other places where Ichad is also used as first and not just one. You could say the one lamb, but we're going to go with the first lamb, and I'll tell you why in a moment. The first lamb shalt thou offer in the morning, and the second, the word is actually the Hebrew word for second. It's not other, as some translations offer. It is really second. The second lamb shalt thou offer between the settings. So what we get here is that two lambs have to be offered each day. The first one's in the morning, and the second one has to be before the end of that day, because you do two each day. If one's done in the morning, the second one has to be after the morning, but before the day ends. So between the settings is definitely after the morning sacrifice and before the day ends. Very definitive. We see this repeated in verse 8. And the second lamb shalt thou offer between the settings. Let's take a look now at Exodus 29:38. Now this is that which thou shalt offer upon the altar. Two lambs of the first year, each day continually. The first lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the second lamb thou shalt offer between the settings. Text is almost identical. Not identical, but almost identical. You got the first lamb in the morning, the second lamb between the settings. The second lamb must be offered on the altar before the end of the day to have two lambs that day. And for it to be the second lamb, it's got to be after the morning sacrifice is over, before the end of the day. And then verse 41, our last occurrence, and the second lamb thou shalt offer between the settings. These passages have been very definitive in helping us understand between the settings. Let's look at one more passage. In 1 Kings 18:26-41, this is a discussion of the evening sacrifice, and it seems to picture it as not at the end of the day, but a little bit earlier in the afternoon. This is the story of Elijah and the prophets of Baal and the activities that took place there. And I'm not going to spend time reading it. It's something that you can read. But it does discuss the evening sacrifice within a list of items that get done. So between the settings is not there, but it is an interesting discussion about timeline as regards the evening sacrifice. All right, so let's take up our summary here. Between the settings takes place on the same day as the morning sacrifice and before that day ends. That means that you cannot wait until after sunset to offer the second lamb, because you're now in the next day. So the lamb you're offering would be the first lamb, not the second. So then you would be placing the second lamb between the settings before the morning sacrifice. And the scriptures we just looked at definitively show that cannot be the case. All right, so what have we learned? Let me expand it for you. Exodus 12:6, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it. In the afternoon of that 14th day, as the sun is going down, but before sunset. That's my expansion. What are the conclusions? We can have a lamb sacrificed in the afternoon, any afternoon you want, roasted according to Exodus 12, eaten with unleavened bread and bitter herbs that evening with all of our families gathered, sing songs, drink plenty of wine. And it's not the lawful Passover unless it's the 14th day of the first or second month of the year. So if I was to come to you and say, on the 17th day of the seventh month, we're going to unleaven our sukkah. We're going to take a lamb up to the temple, and we're going to have it offered as a sacrifice in the afternoon, sometime in the afternoon before sunset. We're going to bring it back to the place that we have secured, and we're going to cook it properly. The place that we're going to be eating this, as I said, we're going to unleaven our sukkah. We're going to get some bitter herbs. We're going to get plenty of unleavened bread. And we are going to gather with our families. Children are going to ask questions. We're going to drink wine. We're going to talk about the redemption from Egypt. So, was that a Passover meal? I asked this question, and you know the answer that I got? The answer was no. And I said, why? Because it's on the wrong day. That's pretty important. It's not the lawful Passover unless it's the 14th day of the first or second month when the lamb is offered as a sacrifice. Take a look at this shield, the House of David School of Biblical Studies. The bottom part says the weight of evidence. Sometimes when studying Scripture, you cannot come away with 100% and 0%. Just doesn't happen. If I get 90 and 10, I'm pretty thrilled. 60-40, that scares me a little bit. That means it's got to go on the shelf. I'm going to have to get back to it. In this particular case, looking at the biblical text, it would appear that between the evenings for the slaughter of the lamb is before sunset, but after the morning sacrifice on the 14th day of the first or second month. That is where the weight of evidence is. Thank you.